This is Dare to Be Authentic Talk Radio Worldwide with relationship coach, life coach, and author Mari Mitchell, broadcasting live from Southern California.
Welcome to Dare to Be Authentic Radio. I'm your host, Mari Mitchell. It's great to be here with you today, and I have a very special guest. Faust Ruggiero is going to be talking about everything that you need is already inside of you, and you simply need to learn how to use it. Faust has been a counselor for over 40 years and has a private practice in Pennsylvania for over 30 years. And he's used this program, Process Way of Life, with over 2,000 clients, helping them to realize and unleash the power that they have inside themselves. He's also author of the Fix Yourself Handbook, which presents the Process Way of Life counseling program with exact steps to guide you. Welcome to the show, Faust. How are you doing today?
I'm well, Marissa. Thanks so much for inviting me. How are you?
I'm doing great. It's a beautiful Southern California sunny day, and I think things are looking upwards, even though some media people may refuse to believe that, and so I'm happy. So
wonderful.
Let's talk a little bit about how you do what you currently do.
Well, you know, I always knew that I wanted to pursue counseling, psychology, that kind of thing in graduate school. So when I came out, of all things, I began working with children, and then from there went to work with some with deaf children, and then I made a jump from there to geriatrics, and I was working with in nursing homes. From that point, I began to work with substance abuse clients, and moved from there to counsel in a prison for about 5 years. From there, it went into doing employee assistance programs in large businesses, multinational businesses. And at that point, I started a kind of a small private practice, and that was a little over 30 years ago, and that's what I've been doing since.
Wow, you've been pretty busy, and you've had quite a bit of different kinds of experience. So,
a lot of diversification, yes.
Yeah, so you did from a young age, you talked about postgraduate, but did you know when you were younger that counseling was in for you? Did you just love helping people?
You know what, Mari, I was the kid that everyone came to for help, and that's probably going back to junior high school. I've always been a good listener, and they would come, and we would, you know, and I'll ask questions. So I think that genuine interest is something that they fed off. So it was just a natural for me to pursue this. It wasn't like I went out and said, "Gee, what do I want to do for a living?" It chose me very young.
Wow, that's pretty cool. That's very wonderful because most people are still trying to figure out what they want to do when they grow up, even in their 40s and 50s or even older. So that's wonderful for you. You've had just a beautiful career, and it's continuing to go. It's just
fantastic.
Well,
you know, I'm that guy that never worked a day in his life. You know, I love to be with people. So, you know, after all these years, I still love to come into the office and sit down with people and you know, do some good positive things with them.
Beautiful. So tell us a little bit about what authenticity plays in all this for you.
Well, you know, if you're going to do what I do for a living, you really need to be working with that. You know, I think one of the flaws of being in the counseling professions is that you get to a point where you think you have enough of the answers. So you keep yourself a work in progress. You keep it fresh. And what you're looking to do is to be obviously the best version of yourself, to be authentic, because that's what's going to come across to the people that I'm counseling. It's also the kind of life I want to live, because that's really, really quality of life is, you know, when you're authentic, when you know yourself. That's really what it's all about.
Yeah, I agree with you. You know, the show is called Dare to Be Authentic for a reason. That was my path. I had to find myself. I'd gone to a place where I didn't know who I was. And like you say, I had to go back to me. And the happiest time is when I began to create the life that I wanted from my point of view, not from what everybody else said I should do. So I totally agree with you on that.
You just said that word. That's the word I use all the time. When people come in, I say, we're really not going to try to go and find who you are. We're going to create it, and we're going to create it on your terms. Because that's what authentic is. It's life that's created according to what a person wants. And then you get to be the best version of yourself.
Yeah, I agree with that. Do you find that with patients, some people don't know what they want?
Most don't know what they want. What they don't realize is that they're a little farther along in the process than they thought they were. But everything gets so confused. They're going so fast. So many people and other things controlling their lives that they lose perspective of that, you know. So when they come in, you know, that's what I talk about with them. You know, you're farther along in this. We just have to define some terms, and then you'll start to see that you can build on that.
Yeah, I like that. That's beautiful. So let's talk a little bit about this program you created. It's fascinating to me, the Process Way of Life Counseling Program. Can we talk a little bit about that, how that came about, and the success you've had with it?
Absolutely. You know, and quite frankly, it really goes – you're using a different terminology than I use. You're using authentic. And I use a term in the Process Way of Life called getting to balance, where everything inside you is in a balanced format. The Process Way of Life is nothing more than using everything that's already inside us. Those processes are things like trust, love, communication, faith, all those kinds of things. And I help people work their way from the very beginning. And that first step is when they say to me, I want to fix my life. I'm done with what I'm doing. I made the decision to fix it. And then we start working with one process after another. The initial ones are things like getting honest with yourself, slowing down enough to think, getting your emotions not out of it, but at least you're thinking over your emotions so you can make some good decisions. So I teach them all these processes, and they build on each other till you get to the end where you're getting into some higher order processes, and then things really start to click for people.
Nice. So you mentioned the word balance. I like that. Let's talk about some ways that people are in balance. What are you helping your clients get into balance with?
When I talk balance, I'm talking about four attributes that all of us have inside us. It's physical, intellectual, emotional, and spiritual. And I try to get those operating in a balanced state. You know, if you think about any day where you really felt just like it was a wonderful day, you weren't overthinking anything, your emotions weren't overriding everything, you physically felt pretty good, and spiritually you felt connected, if you will. That's what I try to I work with those four principles through the processes so that we can get all of that in balance. So someone who's unbalanced physically, for example, is probably going too fast, which our society tends to demand.
Okay.
And when you're going too fast, you can't keep up. Well, what do we start doing? We start putting in the caffeine and the artificial stimulants and all those kinds of things. We don't eat right. Our time management, our energy management is out of whack. So physically, we're not healthy. So that's the first step. When we talk about intellectually, it's about working with facts and making good decisions. And so someone who's not doing that is rushing things, often is coming to conclusions before they've looked at enough information. So I teach them how to fact find, how to get the right information and slow down enough to understand it. And then the emotional stuff, you know, there are people who almost champion the fact that they lead with their emotions, and it usually gets them into trouble. So I want to get those emotions to the point where they at least take a back seat to someone's thinking processes. I always tell them, put your emotions in when you're done, but put them in based on the facts, not on some initial reaction, which probably doesn't have enough information to make sense for you.
Right. Yeah, it makes perfect sense. So coming to a conclusion or assuming something and then getting upset about it, right? That's the perfect
Exactly.
That's a perfect
and then
example.
And then often trying to rearrange the facts to substantiate the bad decision you made. You start defending it. I always tell people if you look at the facts, it'll give you the information that always leads to the solution. It may not be the one you want, but it will be the right one for you.
Yes, I like the part about it may be not be the one you want, because change and making changes and creating the life you want does take some tough decisions, does take some doing.
That's
why I call it dare to be authentic. It does take some guts, and I like that you said that. It may not be the one that you like, but it is the correct one. That's a really great point. Very nice.
Well, you know, the other thing about authenticity or balance, as I call it, is that it takes time. You just said that. This is a life plan. You know, people will often come to a counseling situation hoping for 4 or 5 or 6 months. We gave them all the tools they wanted, and they go out, and their problems are solved. But
mm-hmm.
life keeps on happening. Change keeps on happening. We have to keep transitioning. So, you know, I always tell people, this is a life program, something that you can do every day of your life. But it's there for you every day of your life, and it helps you work with life.
Yeah, especially, like you say, things change, situations change, we become older, whatever. All these things is coming
right.
through, and we have to find our balance, like you're saying, through it all. So what
mm-hmm.
do you think the first step is for someone who wants to create a better life?
Well, that first step is always when you get to the point that you realize that life, the way you're leading it, is not working for you. And then you say, okay, I have to stop, and I have to really reassess my life, and I have to make the decision that I want to make the changes, and I'm willing to do the work. That's where
mm-hmm.
everything starts.
Okay.
And
so
usually
said,
those of us, like you and I have been talking, and I had the same thing in my life where I got to the point where I said, okay, this has got to stop because I'm not doing this right,
mm-hmm.
and I need to make some changes. But I had to make that decision that first – I don't want to keep on doing it this way. And second, I'm willing to do whatever it takes to move in a better direction.
Absolutely. I tell my clients, if you want to have something you've never had before, you have to be willing to do something you've never done before sometimes.
That's right.
And those are the scary things, or maybe the decisions that you know are best for you, but don't just feel comfortable because you got to get out of that comfort zone as they're always talking about. So so that's wonderful. So when you say when your life is not working, so some people, all areas of their life are crazy, but maybe a person, maybe their relationships aren't working, or their relationships are great and their work atmosphere isn't working, or all those are great but their atmosphere, they don't live in a place they like. So how do you go creating from just like one aspect of their life?
Well, we start from them and their willingness to change. Then we're going to go through all of those things. And you know, that's where it gets scary. That's where the fear comes in. I may have to change some things. I may have to move some people or places or things out of my life. And
mm-hmm.
And that's a huge change, particularly when it's people or it's work or that types of thing, you know, family
yeah.
stuff. Then people get very scared. And some people will actually revert back and they'll say, well, it's familiar and I know how to deal with it. What you're telling me to do is to move forward, and I have no idea what the unknown is.
Right.
So then I say, well, let's start looking at that unknown. It's not just one big monster. Let's take it one step at a time and let's make it known so you can
mm-hmm.
see what it is. Because fear is usually of the unknown or something that even if it's known, we don't think we can handle it. And the truth of the matter is, when we're forced to be in a situation, we are almost always able to handle it. It's
mm-hmm.
not about being in the situation. It's the fear of moving into that situation that scares us.
Yes.
Once we're there, we're going to do it.
Yes, because in our fear, in our mind, creating this fear, we're creating all these possibilities that probably won't even come
yes.
to fruition. We're just, our imagination
right.
is going crazy into the negative, or it could do the opposite. It could go crazy into the positive. I like to say to people, what if it all worked out? People will say, what if this doesn't work out? And I'm like, what if it does work out? Then where?
Right.
You know, think from that point of view, it's a completely different feeling when you think about what if it doesn't and what if it does. Very nice. So we're going to take a quick break to hear from our sponsors. And if you'd like to call in and ask Foss a question, just call in at 929-477-3869. That's 929-477-3869. You can start calling now, and we'll be right back.
Are you frustrated losing the same 10 pounds over and over again? Then ditch the diet. Wouldn't it be great if you could lose weight simply by making small changes to your daily eating habits? Presenting Create Your Thinner Self, the weight loss program that has helped people just like you finally attain their ideal weight. Imagine having more energy, feeling better, and looking better. Start your transformation today. Go to createyourthinnerself.com. That's createyourthinnerself.com.
The time has come for us to celebrate who we are and to take joy in what is possible for us. The time has come for us to embrace our true selves just as we are. I'm Elliot Robertson. I'm a spiritual growth coach. Please visit ElliotRobertsonCoach.com. That's ElliotRobertsonCoach.com.
Are you a working mom feeling anxious and worried all the time? I am Dr. Ivy G., the author of The Art of Good Enough, the working mom's guilt-free guide to thriving while being perfectly imperfect. The book shows you how I transform my life as a working mom. Get a free digital copy of my life transformation journal at ivg.com. That's ivyge.com. And start changing your life today.
We're back on Radio, Dare to Be Authentic Radio. I'm your host, Mari Mitchell, with special guest Fuss Ruggiero. We've been talking about how everything you need is already inside of you, and you simply need to learn how to use it. So, Fuss, what's the main message that you want to bring to the public?
Well, that's the most important, that everything's inside of you. But there's another message that I try to bring to people when they're making changes, and that change does not have to be fearful. It doesn't have to be drudgery. You know, in my office, I teach people how to enjoy that process because, you know, what you're talking about is making your life better. And if you have to approach that with negative energy every day, it's just going to be a chore, and you're going to back away from it. Learn how to enjoy moving forward.
That's great.
That's something. You know, I make my counseling sessions fun. When you're with me, we're going to laugh. We'll joke a little bit. You might cry. We're going to get into things deep. But when you leave this office, I want you to be able to look at me and say, "This was good," and I can't wait to get back next week.
Yeah, that sounds wonderful. And so, what are some ways that we can make that change into fun? Because like we talked about, change means looking at the unknown, and then the fear comes in. Give us some good examples of that.
Well, you know, I attack fear with a number of different tools. One of them is humor, which is why, you know, I'll put that in my program. Then I start doing what we were talking about before. I start saying, when they start saying, well, what if this and what if that, I say, think about the worst scenario, what could happen, and then when you tell me that, we're going to start tearing that apart, and that scenario almost always falls apart. So I let them look at what's real, and it's one real step after another, not all this fear about moving forward. Most of the time people come in, they came in to fix a problem, but they really don't want to fix it. They really don't want to do the work, and they don't want all the discomfort that goes with it.
Right.
And you and I both know that uncomfortable place, that's where growth is.
Yeah, absolutely.
Without the discomfort, you don't grow.
Yeah, you can't wave a magic wand and make it go away for them as much as they would want you to. Yeah.
No, and I tell them the very fact that you're uncomfortable tells you you're making progress because that means you're moving. You're moving out of that comfort zone, which isn't a comfort zone. It's a prison is really what it is. It holds you there. It doesn't allow you to move, doesn't allow you to grow. You stay around toxic people and situations. Next thing you know, you're getting toxic. You know, so, you know, I move them, and I want to get them into that gray area and enjoy, at least learn to enjoy that. That's growth. That tells me I'm moving forward. I can do this, and I'm going to be right back here next week starting it all over again.
Yeah, that's nice. You know, there's something that you said that really hit me was the talk about fear and how we're afraid of things. But if we really look at it, I've done exercises like that where I wrote the worst case scenario for something I was fearing. And when I wrote it all down and read it, it was pretty much ridiculous. You know, I mean, the chances of all that happening.
It sounds ridiculous. Because the reason is, it's a physical reaction. Fear is a physical reaction. So when we get afraid, it's really physical. So when we try to attach words to that fear and we read it back to ourselves, we say, "My God, what did I write here?"
Exactly. Yeah, really good. So let's talk about your book for a little bit, The Fix Yourself Handbook.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, when I started writing the book and I knew I wanted to put down in text what I've been doing in the office, and I began to run that by publishers agents and those folks, and I said, "This is what I want to do." They all said, "No way. We'd like you to concentrate on one or two topics, not 36 like you're planning, and we would like you to have a target audience." And I said, "No, my target audience is everyone." You know, I don't have a target audience in my practice. I don't tell people you can't come here. I want to write a book that can help people solve any problem they have, and I want it to be for everyone. Mm-hmm. So that was the first step, the first hurdle, and it took them reading the book to say, okay, now we understand, we got this. Mm-hmm. This can help you fix anything. But that was the first hurdle. I wanted to write that book that I hadn't seen anywhere in self-help literature, the one that said, okay, anybody can read this. Doesn't matter what faith or sexuality or color that you are. It doesn't matter how old you are. You can read this book, and you can make some changes in your life. So I wanted that book, and I wanted it to be there as a guide to help people solve anything that comes. I want to make a stronger person. A stronger person, obviously, then can deal with anything. And then mm-hmm. the last thing I wanted to do was be able to make it a reference book. So, you know, the chapters are 4 or 5 pages long. So when you read the book and work the program, if you're 6 months or a year down the road and you start to slip back, you can go right back to that particular chapter in 4 or 5 pages, find out what you need to do, and then at the end of every chapter, there are the exact steps you need to take. And I wanted, because that's what we do in counseling. I wanted it to be a kind of a written form of counseling, so to speak, that they can change their life and then come back to when they need it.
Wow, that sounds fantastic. And so how has the book been received?
Well, the book has been received very well. It came out in mid-December of last year, and since mm-hmm. then it's won 2 awards.
Wow, congratulations.
The reviews are all sparkling. Thank you. And sparkling reviews from some of the top reviewers. And sales are good, and people are, you know, emailing and lots of questions and lots of good feedback.
Fantastic. So is it doing what you wanted it to do most?
So far it is, yes. Yeah.
Very nice. And congratulations. I know that a lot of people talk about, you know, writing a book. And not only did you write your book, but you had something in mind, which, like you said, wasn't publisher-friendly because they have these criteria, you know, you have to have your target audience, but you were determined. So congratulations for pushing that and getting out the book that you wanted, that, you know, you wanted for people to have to help themselves. It's fantastic. So let's talk for a minute about how to get a hold of you and your book.
Okay, as far as the book, it's usual retailers, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and anyone online. You can get it there. To get in touch with me, my website is myname.fosterruggiero.com. That website is dedicated to the book, so all the information you want to know, even chapter outlines, are on that website. There's a contact page there. If folks want to ask me questions or have any comments, I'm really good about getting back to people. So it's really easy to find me or the book.
Fantastic. You can also find Faust on my website, lifecoachmari.com. That's lifecoachmari.com. Just go to my radio show page. He's there already with his picture, a link to this interview, and a link to his website. And speaking of this interview, make sure you pass it on. There will be a replay of it immediately after. And with so much great information, I hope that you'll pass it on to everyone you know. So is there one last thing you'd like to say to a listener? Something that's deep in your heart today.
Yeah, I would. I would tell people, don't give up on yourself. Just when you think things are at a point where it looks the worst, that's usually where you can turn things around. That's usually where you're just coming to the decision that you can't do it anymore. So when you get there, don't be afraid to reach out to someone. Someone like yourself, someone like me, someone like a friend, a professional mm-hmm. counselor, whoever it is. You've got to know that you are worth all the time and energy it takes to make yourself better. And if you do that, you will learn not only to like yourself, but eventually love yourself. But you've got to know you're worth it.
Wow, I love that. You know, I know that a barrier to people getting better or to even reaching out for help is not loving themselves, not truly loving themselves, not believing that they are important and they matter and people love them, because everybody has people who love them, right? So let's talk about that for just a moment.
Well, you know, what I tell people is, you know, sure, everyone's worth it, but you've got to be able to treat yourself in a loving fashion. And that usually starts with the way you talk to yourself. that internal language. I tell people this all the time. Please stop talking to yourself in negative fashion. Please, regardless of what you heard or what people told you or how many people told you whatever they told you, if you know, the person that talks to us most is us. And if you're going to be in your own head talking negative stuff, you're going to play that out in life. So the first place you start, at the very least, is to stop the negative talk. But begin to say things to yourself like, I can do this. I'm going to put my best foot forward. I'm going to have some faith in myself. Those positive things, you may not connect with them. You may not even believe them right away. But get that process started and get the negativity out of your life, because that negativity pulls you right down, and you'll believe it.
Yeah, that's so true. You know, years ago, I did some kind of program and read something, and it talked about your self-talk, right? Paying attention to your self-talk. So it had you write down in a little notebook every day the things you said to yourself. I was flabbergasted. I was floored. When I read it back to myself, I'm like, oh my gosh, I would never say those things to anybody, you know, even if I was mad at them. And so I started to do exactly what you said. I started to pay attention to what I was saying to myself. And if I said to myself things like, oh, you're so stupid because you did this, I would catch that and then turn it into, it's okay, you made a mistake, you messed up, but, you know, you can fix it, or, you know, whatever, because everything pretty much can be fixed. And so it just astonished me, the negative self-talk that I had that I didn't even know about. And I guess most people don't even realize this.
You know, there's an interesting step beyond that, because what you said is right on target. But as you talk positively to yourself and you say, okay, I made a mistake, you really set yourself up for the next mistake you're going to make, which you are going to make, and you will receive that mistake better because you've already started talking to yourself and you've let go of the negativity, or you've forgiven yourself or whatever it may be. You start that process already, so the next mistake comes and you're prepared.
Yes.
And it just keeps on snowballing from that point.
Mm-hmm. And I love the part about the positive affirmations. I had to do that many years ago, start saying good things about myself or believing things about myself. And it, you know what? I didn't believe it at first. You're right. I did not believe it. But I was consistent and I said it. And eventually I did believe it. And my life changed because of it. So those are fantastic, wonderful points. Is there anything else you'd like to say to the listener?
To reiterate, all the listeners are worth the time it takes to change, but you have to believe at least that to begin. That's the first step. Know that you can do this, that you're worth it, and that there are some of us out there who will welcome you with open arms and will love you with open hearts.
Very nice. And I could tell that you truly believe that anybody can do this, and that's a beautiful place.
Oh, anyone can.
Yeah,
yes.
That's beautiful, because I could just feel the openness that you have there before your practice day. Like you say, you don't have to be a certain age or a certain anything, that anybody is welcome and anybody can do it as long as they're willing to do it and willing to do the work. Very good. So we still have a couple of minutes left. Would you like to share with us one of the transformations that you saw that was most wonderful to you? And somebody you helped.
I've seen so many of them. One of the populations I actually like to deal with are abused women, because I love to see the transformation they're able to make when they leave the toxic situation. So, you know, people will come in and I'll start using the program with them, and, you know, and they know that one of the things we're going to do is remove them from the toxicity of their life. But when we apply the program and I see people who have been beaten up pretty well physically, emotionally, intellectually, spiritually, they come in and they're crushed, and I watch them begin to put their lives back together. It's one of the most beautiful things in the world to watch.
Wow, that's absolutely awesome. I've seen that myself with a couple of clients, and there's nothing better. So it has been wonderful having you, Faust. Thank you so much for joining us today. And
it's been wonderful
thank you.
For me too.
Thanks, and thank you for listening in. Dare to Be Authentic Radio. I hope you'll catch our next episode. Make sure to pass on this show, because it's been wonderful. And make sure to go check him out at www.faustruggiero.com. And have a great rest of your day.
This is Dare to be authentic talk radio worldwide with relationship coach, life coach, and author Mari Mitchell. Broadcasting live from Southern California.